The reading is taken from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. You can find it in your Bibles, page 1179. 1179. Imitating Christ's humility. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Here endeth the scripture reading.
Thank you, Brian. After the way he read that one, I don't think I need to preach. That was really meaningful, so thanks ever so much. On Remembrance Sunday, we remember those who died in the various conflicts around the world through the ages. And we often speak about the sacrifices that they made for their families and for their countries. Many, many people have died on our behalf. And this morning, Den read out that statement that we had there that I... All right, you fall down. He said, when you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today. What a powerful statement. It's a sacrifice. And the dictionary says a sacrifice is both a verb and a noun. As a verb, it means to give up something that is valuable to you in order to help another person or cause or to reach a goal. Some examples. As we know, people who gave their lives in a war that we should have freedom. They sacrificed their lives, their everything. Sometimes they would say, she had to sacrifice a lot for that relationship. You wonder, that statement behind it, what did she sacrifice? So that relationship meant a lot to her. He's the world's best tennis player, but he sacrificed everything else in his life for it. He had a goal. He wanted to be the best in the world. But to get that goal, everything else was counted as nothing. Or he sacrificed his personal life for the sake of being a celebrity. To some people, that's the most important thing. And regardless what else, it's only about me. Many women sacrifice their own ambitions to put their family first. It's not only that, but I know my own family, my parents. They sacrificed a lot for my brother and sister, myself, that we might have what we did have. They did it naturally. They didn't even think about it. This is a bit selfish one, I think. It's the only bit of free time I get in the week, and I'm not prepared to sacrifice it. From the smiles of that, I think perhaps we might have said that ourselves. Time is precious, and we don't like to sacrifice it. Of course, another meaning of sacrifice is to kill an animal or a person to offer them to a god or gods. I think each of these examples above, there was a tremendous cost in the sacrifice. A cost of freedom, a cost of dignity, a cost of material goods, as well as loss of life. Let's not forget it. Sacrifice is costly. Remember in the Old Testament, King David sinned against God. He took a census. He counted people when there wasn't a need to. And because of that sin, God put judgment over the whole nation. And there were thousands of people were killed by a plague from God. And over Jerusalem, God's hand was stayed, not to strike that particular place. And at that particular place was a man threshing grain. And David felt that I want to buy that piece of land and make a sacrifice to the living God, because he stopped the plague at that point. It was also the place where the temple was erected all those many years ago, a sacred place. And the farmer who owned that piece of land said, here, I'll give it to you. You can have it. And David said these words, no, I want to pay for it. I will not sacrifice to my God anything that didn't cost me something. A sacrifice, if you don't pay for it, it's not a sacrifice. Another thing about those sacrifices that we talked about, they were willing. In each example, people did this willingly because the result was so important to them. It meant everything. So I'm willing to give up all that, they would say. Nathan Hale was a patriot in the United States history. He was in the Revolutionary War. And he was captured by the British for being a spy for the American side. And he was executed and supposedly made this quote before he was hung. I only regret that I have but one life to give for my country. He willingly gave it. Now, we do admit that not all sacrifices are given willingly. Some are forced to sacrifice their lives, and others sacrifice them out of duty. But generally, let's say, I think we sacrifice because we want to, because of the goal behind it, because we think it's worthwhile. And that's not always easy to quantify if something is worthwhile or not, or even appreciated by those who have benefited from it. World War I was a war to end all wars. But sadly, we know that it didn't end all the wars, did it? We've had World War II, and we've had conflicts in every year since that time. And sadly, those people who sacrificed so much, including their lives, did not accomplish it. Nor was it always appreciated by those of us who benefited from it. I think maybe perhaps that's a good reason that we have this day of remembrance, to remember these people, that we do appreciate the freedom that we've got. But after the World War I, these men and women who gave their lives and come back, they were sort of scorned, they were ignored, they were shunned for what they were and how they happened. I've heard of people who sacrificed freedom, pleasure, dignity, material goods to achieve their goal. And then when they've got that goal, they were sorely disappointed in it because it wasn't quite what they wanted. There's a story about sacrifice and commitment. Oh, hold on. There it is. It's about a pig and a hen who lived in a barnyard. And they heard the farmer talking about the church wanting to help the poor people in the community. And, you know, as pigs and chickens talk to each other, they were talking to one another and said, well, how can we help this situation? And the hen said, I've got it. What we'll do, we'll give them bacon and eggs and they can feed the hungry people in the community. The pig thought about that and said, the only problem with that situation is all you have to do is to give a contribution. I have to give everything. And that is what commitment is. That is what a sacrifice is, total commitment. Now, please, turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2, the passage that Brian read for us. And just briefly, I want to use those three headings, costly, willing, and worthwhile, to consider about the greatest sacrifice of all, Jesus Christ. Costly. To say that it was costly is an understatement. What it cost Jesus to go to the cross. You know, there's no greater mystery in all the history of human history that is set before us in these verses. It is such a mystery. It's something I can't comprehend or understand fully. That the second person in the Trinity should lay aside his power, his glory, his majesty in heaven, the adoration of angels, and come to earth, not merely to walk on it, but to take up human flesh in weakness and utter humility. It's something beyond my ability to take it in. Look at verses 6 and 8. It says here in your relation, verse 6, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Being as a human, Jesus gave up or put aside his true nature of being the Almighty God. He became a nobody. A baby born to a couple that were poverty-stricken. They were poor, rejected. They became refugees in another country. He was a servant of servants. You know, I can't think of an adequate illustration today. You might say, well, King Charles abdicating and going down to the London Underground and cleaning loos. But that doesn't cover it by any means. It was a far greater a different of giving up than that. He who was worshipped was mocked and ridiculed. He who owned the cattle on the thousand hills, owns everything, became poor. He who was all powerful became weak. He who was sinless became sin for us. Yes, it cost Jesus dearly for the sacrifice of all sacrifices. He gave his life himself. He gave everything. It was a full commitment. Christ gave his life willingly. It wasn't taken from him. He wasn't forced, but he willingly went to the cross to sacrifice himself for you and me. He did pray, not my will, but yours be done. He also said another place, I come to do your will. He could have fled Jerusalem, but the Bible tells us that he set his face steadfastly for Jerusalem. He could have spoke up for in his defense, saying, I am innocent. But he kept quiet, and therefore Pilate had him crucified. He could have spoken, but he didn't. He remained quiet. And it was all for the love of sinful people. In Romans, we would read this passage in chapter 5, Romans 5. And it says here, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person. Though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Question is, was the sacrifice worthwhile? And again, it's not easy to quantify. Did the sacrifice accomplish its purpose? Yes. 1,000 times, yes. Because it says here, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Yes, it was accomplished. It was worthwhile. And in verse a bit further on, we read these things. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he also raised Christ from the dead and will also give life to your mortal bodies because of the Spirit who lives in you. And then down to verse 33 in chapter 8, this is, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It's God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died more than that, who is raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. I ask again, was the sacrifice of Jesus worthwhile? Yes, 1,000 times. There's no other way that we could get in a right relationship with God without Christ, without that sacrifice. It is the righteousness of Christ in our lives. Was the sacrifice appreciated by all? Sadly, no. There are many who turn their back on Christ, on that sacrifice. They use his name as a swear word. They mock all things that relate to God. And they persecute those who claim the name of Christ. But it was still worth it. You know, when we stop and ponder what Jesus did for us, demands not our contribution, but demands full and total commitment. The question is, are you willing to make that sacrifice? Are you willing to pay that price? I can tell you that it is worthwhile. Let's pray. Our Father, we've been talking about sacrifices today, and nothing can compare with the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. We give you thanks for that sacrifice. And we just ask that you, by your Holy Spirit, enable us to give total commitment to that, to follow you. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.